Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. Your dial is set to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Greg Lesher is with us. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Yeah, I understand we're going to have a radio broadcast legend joining us sometime soon.
You mean besides the faculty of USA Prepares?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. John, through your connections, Greg Lesher, I was in contact
with... Yeah, a friend of mine.
Yeah, John B. Wells. I was in communications with his wife, who is his producer. And they're excited. They're excited about being on the air with us. And Greg, we're gonna talk about something near and dear to our hearts, and that is preparedness. And I gave John B. Wells' wife a little thumbnail sketch of she knew who we were, but a little bit about our philosophy, our point of reference, and it's in perfect synchronization with John B. Wells. So we're going to be in class on a Tuesday, and we're going to discuss preparedness and what it means at the simmering point of the Second American Revolution combined with the Second American Civil War. So that's simmering. I made that statement to her, and no disagreement whatsoever. So it's nice. It's nice to have company who really understands what's happening. And here we are. So we'll have that class coming up very shortly. And we'll give you an exact date in the very near future. But I'm excited. Thank you, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Yeah, wonderful opportunity. We've got wonderful people in the faculty, and there's wonderful people. A wonderful person who wants to join us.
Well, actually, I have the date right now. I just opened the calendar. It's May 16th, hour number 2, and that's a Tuesday. Rich Sheban is taking that day off, so it works perfectly. And Greg, you'll be calling in, I understand. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to join that conversation.
Yeah, I understand that John B. Wells is very interested in your water distillation system. It can be done.
Yes,
with,
he is.
Yeah, that's great. So what do you have on today's syllabus?
What do I have on what?
On today's syllabus. Yeah, what are you going to be teaching today?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the progress that I've seen to have made on the water distillations. I'm going to have to talk to someone for a couple of minutes, so I'm going to have to take a step out. But I'd like to talk about that.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Okay.
I could have sworn I just heard air brakes. Yeah.
Okay.
So do that, and I'll talk about something that is in the book 5 Minute University. So, class, here's some things that you might want to consider having on hand in your preparedness toolkit. Okay? I suggest you consider a 25-inch or so, sometimes 25.5-inch, half-inch drive breaker bar. Now, this is it's like a ratchet, except it doesn't ratchet. It's a bar that when you need to put a lot of torque on a nut or bolt, this is one of the devices that you might want to consider. It's perfect for use if you have a vehicle and you need to get the lug nuts off, because typically they're put on with 100 foot-pounds or 120 foot-pounds of torque. That means at the distance from the center of the lug nut, if you go out 1 foot, you would have to put a pressure of 100 pounds or 120 pounds to break it loose. And sometimes the gals can't do that. So to make that easier, you more than double the length of that lever and use a 25-inch breaker bar. And then you only need 50 pounds or 60 pounds of pressure, downward pressure, to loosen that lug nut. So that's the way to go. And by the way, when you loosen lug nuts, you can do it two ways. You can pull up to go counterclockwise, or you can push down to go counterclockwise, depending on how you position the breaker bar. It's way easier to go down. Way easier. Less strain on the back. As a matter of fact, if you have that socket attached very securely to the lug nut, all you have to do is have a right angle, 90 degrees, from the axis of the lug nut to the breaker bar, and you just step down with your foot gently. And it's easy to step down with 50 pounds of pressure with your foot. And so you want to go counterclockwise. So that's one thing you might want to have. And you might want to keep it, some people might want to keep it in the trunk. I keep mine right next to my left hand when I'm driving my truck or my antique car, my 1996 Mercedes E300D. And I have one in each vehicle to change the tire, but you never know what you're going to have to tune up. So if you have to get out of the car quickly and tune something up, it's right there. You don't have to open the trunk and get it. It's right there. And there is one that Harbor Freight sells. You don't have to get the rubber handle. You can get the one that's all steel. And that works really well. It's less expensive, and it worked just great. I haven't broken one of them yet. Not yet. So maybe they are rated for the job. So you can get them at Harbor Freight Tools, and typically they've been on sale for around $12, $15, $13, $18, somewhere around there. And that's a 25-inch or 25.5-inch drive breaker bar. Another thing you might want to get is a tire plug kit. Now, we have them in each one of our vehicles. You can get them for about $10. We get the more expensive ones. We get the ones that are about $20-something dollars, maybe $25. They're a commercial grade, professional grade. And they come with the plugs. They come with the tools to insert the plug. The only thing it doesn't come with is a compressor to re-inflate the tire. So you might want to get one of those. Greg, are you with us?
Yes, I am with you. I agree. I've got one of those breaker bars from Harbor Freight, extendable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice piece of equipment from a Chinese factory outlet.
Yeah, I don't have the extendable one. I just have the 25-inch one. It's one piece. The extendable one, I think, costs more. The reason I don't have the extendable one is if I have to do a tune-up that's not on a wheel, like if someone's attacking me and we need to do a tune-up, just the 25-inch one, solid, I think is a good choice.
Yeah.
Greg, what? You want to give us
the reason I got mine is because I've got a lot of space. You know, I'm trying to make use of the space that I have in there and not overwhelm it in my vehicle. I keep it in my 1980 F-150.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
That makes perfect sense to me. And the F-150 Ford pickup trucks don't have a trunk. So what the space have is if you have a bench seat, which I'm assuming that you do, you have to put everything behind the seat or under the seat. That's pretty much the
Chevy. I've got a topper with a carpet kit, because I do like to take it fishing, maybe, you know, or hunting just for a day or two, sleep right in the back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been pulled over? Have you ever been pulled over by the police and they said, "What do you have in that that camper shell or that topper? What's in there? And we want to look." They ever do that?
No.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. One time I was crossing the Canadian border. And I had a little imported car back in the 70s, and I was going through customs. And going through into Canada, no problem whatsoever. Coming back to the United States, they said to pull over there. I pulled over there. They took my seats out. They took my seat cushions out. They took the carpeting out of the trunk. They took everything out of the car.
And
they
said, holy cow.
Yeah, yeah. They dismantled my vehicle, and they said, okay, you're good to go. I had to put the seats back, bolt the seats back in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that must have been when you went for your driver license and grew that hair and beard and everything. Oh, and probably
well,
not.
I was a student. I was a student, a college student. And that's what they helped me. They helped me make sure that everything under the carpet was good and that the bolts were tight that held the seats down and, you know, all that. It was wonderful. And I couldn't believe it. And my response was, this is my welcome back to the United States, right? This is how you guys do it, right? I said, going the other way, they didn't do that. The Canadians were much nicer than me.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Okay, so you've got some developments in your with your distillation system. How is that coming along? What would you like to share with us?
It's coming along great. I've got all kinds of interests with the Navajo people, because distillation is one way you can remove uranium from the water, and they happen to have the runoff from uranium mining right there on their wonderful piece of land they call a reservation. And I've got all kinds of interest in Hinckley, California, where they've been polluting the water where they have the water polluted with chromium and also uranium. And no, the uranium was not naturally occurring either. It's amazing what happens when mining, you know, when somebody finds something valuable on the ground. The care that they take, the wonderful care they take on the planet and what they do to get that bit of money that they're after. The destruction that occurs. It's just amazing.
They contaminated the land.
They contaminated the land, contaminated the water.
Mm-hmm. And then they said, y'all Native Americans, you can live here?
Yeah.
Or did they do it while they were living there?
I think they did it while they were living there.
Mm.
And like so many other times, they've pulled out things that are just unimaginable. We'll pick it up on the other side, I guess.
Yeah, we'll. Greg Lesh is with us, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, Greg, so what is happening with the water distillation technology that you are engineering?
Well, not only did we find that it is half as cheap as the best method of removing salt from water there is, but it's once you build it, of course, there are no filters. There are really no moving parts other than the pump that moves the water. And therefore, it will probably last a lifetime. And because of that, and this is just what you have to realize, this is not a production price that we're giving. This was a price that we did buying things at the hardware store, retail. And literally everything did come from the hardware store. And it is 100% scalable. Of course, we've already talked about that. But the people in Hinckley, for instance, can hardly believe that it is able to remove all of the elements that are plaguing their water, including elements they're finding from meth labs that were put in. So they are ecstatic about it because all of their wells, they've been watering their alfalfa with and everything else, have the chromium and all these other very harmful to the human and animal plant and life on the planet. So they seem ecstatic about it. I'm happy. I can't wait for the build. Next month we're going to actually put in maybe a unit. And we are actually going to give the people in Hinckley the opportunity to build their own at will. for their own personal use, because that's just what we do. I just, water is a right, and I want to do everything I can do to help them out, and we're doing the same thing with the Navajo people. They will be able to build their own, not have to worry about patent and copyright violations and things of that nature, as long as they're using it for their own personal use to purify their own water. So I'm excited about these two opportunities. I hope they'll be big, but I know that it's going to be quite a start, and from what I understand, the interest is going to be like trying to drink from a fire hose on an aircraft carrier. You just can't do it. It's just going to be so overwhelming. And seriously, people, if you really want to learn about the technology, I've written books on it, and I've allow you to go ahead and build your own for your own personal use. If you live in a place like Las Vegas, or if you live anywhere, really, do you really like to drink the water that that runs out of your taps, or even the so-called bottled water, which they're finding is worse than a lot of city water? When you consider 0.001 cents a gallon is what this is costing you for your water, for purified water. Is there anybody out there, I'd love for them to call in, that can find a cheaper way to desalinate and remove everything from the water? I'd welcome that, but there just isn't. We haven't been able to find it. And you can put your own minerals in, specific to your taste. Whatever you like to do with the water. It makes great coffee because it really clings to everything in that coffee. I'm just so happy with this whole system and the opportunities that we're finding. The interest is just overwhelming, and you can participate in this by building your own, and we'd love to done by sending pictures, letting us. I've got one gentleman from South Africa, and yeah, he's a white guy living out in the sticks farming, and he's also highly skilled he's one of us. Let's just put it that way. He just wants to be left alone and be able to grow his own food. Who's sent me some wonderful pictures of what he's doing. I can talk more about this in a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that. And let's talk about bottled water. Class, where does bottled water come from? You know, this stuff that you buy at the fast food gas stations? Where does that come from?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden meets with his Investing in America cabinet this morning. That'll be taking place at 11:45 Eastern in the Roosevelt Room. The debate of defunding the police and a lack of police presence on a New York subway is front and center this morning, as witnesses say Jordan Neely, A homeless 30-year-old Michael Jackson impersonator had been yelling he was hungry and ready to die on a train. Without any police presence around, a few citizens tried to restrain the man. Neely died from what the coroner described as a homicide. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
I do want to acknowledge how horrific it was to view a video of Jordan Neely being killed for being a passenger on our subway trains. I don't care about labeling it. Just looking at that video, you know it's wrong. No one has the right to take the life of another person.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I think you probably heard the same news that I just heard. And,
I did.
Governor Kathy Hochul of New York said, quote, if I have this right, I wrote it down. As I heard it, I couldn't believe it. Quote, no one has the right to take the life of another person, end quote. Well,
wow.
The police do it all the time. The police take the lives of people. And they call, but
so
they call
the
it
pharmaceutical companies.
Right. And they call it, well, the police call it a good shoot. The pharmaceutical companies call it medication, and prisons do it at the direction of the state or the feds, depending on whether it's a state prison or a federal prison. So I don't think what she said was accurate.
I do too. You know,
you look at Fauci. Some people want him investigated for murder, forcing people to get the jab.
Not only investigated, but it's obvious that he needs to be tried and probably executed. Can you imagine the deaths? The blood on his hands? From a
I've heard and read numbers of numbers of half a million.
Yeah. You know, Vincent, in listening to the guy on the train that was killed, things are getting worse. I mean, they are getting worse. And if you haven't, well, do get out of Dodge. Get out of Dodge. I put 20 years of work doing that into my place. And I am, every day, it is more desirable. And it's more desirable for people who see what I'm doing. And if I weren't me, and I wanted to learn about how to do it, I've written two books on the subject. Don't just survive off-grid, thrive. And the other is the solar electric flat-top steel. You know, that's 20 years of work and inspiration. And going up against technology that just wasn't there. The best they had, I've been able to crush with the water. I would get those two books, and I would start looking for a piece of land somewhere as soon as possible and do whatever you have. The further out you get, the cheaper it is, believe it or not, and the less regulation you have hanging over your head. You can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Greg,
I've done it on degenerative disc disease. I've got problems with my back, and I'm still able to do it. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me put an exclamation point on what you just said. The farther out you go, the less expensive the land is. Meaning, if you wanted to buy, I don't know, I'll bet you that 10 square feet of land in Manhattan is about the same as our 241 acres here in the middle of nowhere, Missouri, in terms of cost.
I'll bet you're right.
Yeah, and we have an instructor, Linus Ertley, and he is an insurance adjuster. Gets a call. He's an independent contractor guy. He gets a call from the company, and they say, hey, listen, we had a hurricane, we had a tornado, and come on out and let's adjust these properties. And he was at one of our meetups in Springfield, Missouri. And he was standing in the middle of the restaurant, you know, giving his presentation. He said, he's from Missouri, in the middle of nowhere. And he said, I'm paraphrasing, I couldn't believe it. I was standing in a place on the East Coast, and you know I could touch two houses at the same time? What he was saying is he was standing between two houses, you know, in the little yard there, and he could put his left hand on one house and his right hand on the other. What he was saying is they're so close together, you could touch two at a time. And
almost, yeah. San Francisco rivals that. You can't even get a bicycle in between two houses there.
Right. So the point is, the exclamation point is, you can get out of Dodge. Now, it does take some intestinal fortitude. It really does. Because when Mrs. Finelli and I first moved to our farm, our first farm, we've had several farms. This is not our first farm in Missouri. But when we bought our first farm, one thing that we noticed the first night was there are no streetlights. There are no streetlights in the neighborhood. None. So you see the stars, and then you hear noises like animals howling, and you hear all kinds of noises that you don't hear because those animals have all been killed by being run over by cars and trucks, and they've been exterminated by the pest control people. So, and the streetlights haven't been put up yet because nobody wants them. That's why they live in the middle of nowhere. We don't have any streetlights. Not one street light in our entire town. Not one.
Yeah, Vincent, I drive to without any street lights. I drive about 20 miles from home into town in the summertime, and my window is covered in dead bugs. Yeah. I can drive all day long in some of these cities and not have one squash bug on the window. Not even a fly. Imagine that.
So the city people would say, I'm not going where out by Greg. You got all kinds of bugs. But to think about why there are bugs, because they haven't been exterminated yet, right? The air is purer. The ground is purer. The water, the streams are more pure because they haven't been as polluted yet. So that was one exclamation point. The other exclamation point is you're talking about rules and regulations, or you were alluding to them. So we built our house 18 years ago now. And we just started building. We didn't go to the county and say, I just want to apply for a permit. Would it be okay if we built a house? I mean, would that be okay? And how much is it going to cost for you to tell us it's okay? We did not apply for a permit. We just started building the house. Yep. What we did was we literally, our son and I and our wife went out with string. We measured off the footprint of the house, and we looked at where it would set the best for drainage and lots of reasons. And that's what we did. So we marked it. And then we brought in the excavation equipment, then we excavated for it, and then we started pouring concrete, and then we started building the house. And 18 months later, a revenue agent kind of drove up, just showed up, and kind of scratched her head and said, I didn't know there was a house back here. So you can do it if you choose a location that doesn't have all of these inspectors and detectors and rejectors. And
yeah, you know,
literally, think about this, class. Why do you have to pay for permission to spend your currency, your funds, to build on your property? Why?
Yeah.
You know, class, I do not have a business license. I don't have one. Can you imagine that? I guess I shouldn't say that. Because you all might start doing it, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a business license.
I had an inspector come out, and he told me I was going to have to get a generator before I, you know, moved out there. And I said, how big? And he gave me the size. I go, you mean like the one behind the grocery store in case of a power failure? He says, yeah, like that. I said, have you written a book on this wonderful technology and knowledge that you have on? And I started laughing at him. I said, you have got to be kidding me. And I never heard back from him again. I mean, it was ridiculous. I don't need a 6-cylinder or an 8-cylinder motor generator to run my place on. What? Can you imagine the fuel that would cost? They just don't have the, they're just not knowledgeable. They're just somebody who ran for an office and got it. I said, I've been installing off-grid system for years.
Maybe ran for office. Might have just been appointed, you know, as a favor.
Oh, that's right. That could have been. Mm-hmm. But he knew absolutely nothing about anything I was doing. He had his own idea. He had written up his own regulations. And when I challenged him on it, he just decided to shut up and walk away. And I went ahead and built. And you know what? They never bothered me ever since. And this is over 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and class, if you think that building inspectors are all the same, they are not. I ran into one, and it was a house that was being built, a new house. And I read the code book. I literally read the code book from front to back, cover to cover, and building codes. And there's a plumbing, electrical, heating, framing. It's all in code that you're supposed to adhere to. And so the building inspector approved this house. And I looked at the installation of the furnace. And the furnace was an oil burner that was under the house. And the builder who built the house did not allow for the clearance between the exhaust chimney flue out coming out of the oil burner. This was an oil burner under the house, like a crawl space, to the chimney. And so the chimney was in within a couple inches of the floor joists, which are combustible, right? They're wood. And the building inspector approved it because the building inspector thought, gosh, you know, that builder's a good builder. I'm sure everything's right. Didn't crawl under the house as he was supposed to and passed the building inspection. And it actually didn't pass. And I was asked to be involved, and so I asked him, so, you know, is everything good with this house? Oh, yeah. So plumbing's good? Yeah, yeah. The wiring's good? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Heating system's good? Oh, yeah, yeah. So everything meets code? So it's, you know, ready to move in? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, what about the furnace?
Yeah, and an exclamation point for that when you're done. Yeah.
So what they had to do is go under the house, excavate, lower the furnace, and then put fireproofing above the furnace so that the furnace wouldn't set the house on fire. So the point is that all of these inspectors, you know, some of them are a real pain in the neck, and I've run into them too, where they want you to do things that the code says that are totally ridiculous in the particular application. And they make you do it because the code book says to do it. So these guys are, you know, a pain in the neck, and they enjoy that 15 minutes of authority they have over your life. They love beating you up with the code book. Others ignore the code book or ignore parts of the code book which are really important. So all of these inspectors are not the same. So just because a house has passed an inspection doesn't mean it's safe and doesn't mean it's passed all the code or doesn't comply with the code. So just want to suggest that you read the code book if you're going to build a house, because your builder might be taking shortcuts that you don't want to have happen. We'll be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. To put an exclamation point on something that Greg said, you know, talking about water and how important it is, and I'm going to read something.
Okay.
It's very, very simple. It's just a short paragraph, and it's from consumerreports.org. Consumer Reports. It's about water. Quote, "What's more, most bottled water sold in the United States comes from the same municipal sources that supply tap water, a fact that might be unknown to most consumers. Coca-Cola makes Dasani at the company's Detroit plant by purchasing, treating, and bottling municipal water before selling it at a significant upcharge to consumers. Pepsi bottles its Aquafina water brand in Detroit in the same way. The business model is hugely profitable. The cost to buy that municipal water is exceedingly low, and once bottled, the markup can be around 133 times greater, a Consumer Reports analysis of company water billing and usage records found." End quote.
There you go. You know, there you go. I've got this lady that owns some trucks that I'm helping out, has a daughter who's just does not have an immune system. And I suggested, listen, you really need to get some human strain, acidophilus, and bifidus, preferably freeze-dried, and do not let the child drink any bottled water, any tap water, at whatsoever. Just pure distilled water. And I think you're going to see an amazing change in that child's health. So that's to be seen. But, you know, we were talking about building inspectors. Well, this building inspector, I'll have to be honest, I told them of an experience about 5 years earlier that I had with the city of Santaquin in Santaquin, Utah. I had a brand-new construction house, and one day someone knocked at the door going around, and drilling, bearing walls in the house to see if we had footings. And after just a couple seconds, he poked through and he says, nope. I said, nope what? He goes, there's no bearing wall here where there's supposed to be a bearing wall. I said, you mean to tell me that this passed inspection? And he didn't say anything. Well, come to find out that there were plenty of homes that the builder decided to save money on without spending that extra concrete and just avoid the bearing, you know, the footings in the home. And when I got an engineer to come out and give me an estimate on what it would cost to fix it, do you know it was the same price that I paid for the house? Amazing. I looked at that inspector who came out and told me what kind of stuff I needed, and I said, look, I got a manufactured home. Are we trying to reinvent the wheel? I said, and I explained to him the story of the inspector in Santaquin, and we went to take him to court. The city claimed immunity. I said, what good are you? Why are you even standing here talking to me? And that's pretty much when he walked off, and I never heard from him again. He understood. He understood exactly what I was saying. Yeah, people know your rights. Don't let people bully you around. We're not slaves.
Greg, did you go after the company that built the house?
I turned it back. The bank said that they weren't going to help pursue a lawsuit. I said, well, then here's your house.
How good for you. So in that line of thinking, class, between the years of 2004 and 2007, an estimated 100,000 homes in more than 20 states were built with drywall, also known as sheetrock, from China. And it was made with toxic waste, toxic chemicals, sandwiched between two pieces of cardboard. That's what drywall typically is. That's what they did with the Chinese drywall. Typically, it's made with gypsum, which is excavated and mixed with water and put between two pieces of cardboard, and that's considered sheetrock or drywall. Well, the Chinese drywall from 2004 to 2007 was made with toxic substances. And if you want to know, if I was talking with one of our instructors about this, if you want to know if your house has it, open, take the switch plate cover off one of your switches and look in there, and if the copper wire is copper color, you're probably fine in terms of the drywall. If it is black from the sulfur coming out of the drywall, you should be concerned and investigate further. So look up toxic Chinese drywall or toxic China drywall. You'll see exactly what we're talking about. Greg, it's been great broadcasting with you today. RealWaterIndependence.com, RealWaterIndependence.com. You can go to the website. You can look at the books. You can purchase them. And you can learn how you can get out of Dodge. Greg's got some information in this book about getting out of Dodge as well. I suggest you consider doing it. We did it. Greg did it. I did it. Many of us did it.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.